Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Platinum Executive Director Randy Moore from Oklahoma, and I want to welcome everyone to tonight's Monday, May 5th, 2014, More Success Team Legal Shield Group Conference Call. We host this special call the first Monday of each month, and it's designed to help our associates that are interested in the group marketing aspect of Legal Shield. Of course, tonight's call is being recorded and will be available for playback on our moresuccessteam.com website. But before we get to tonight's group trainer, I want to go to, if she is on, quickly go to Blackfoot, Idaho, and to More Success Team Executive Director, Miss Annika Marshall. Annika, did you make it on? Okay, we may have to go back to her if she hasn't quite gotten on yet. She has a special guest tonight, just opened her very first group, and we're excited to maybe hear from them later in the call. But what I'd like to do right now is quickly go to Ada, Oklahoma, and to Millionaire Club member, $500,000 ring earner, and leader of our More Success Team now for over 30 years, and that is Mr. Ken Moore. Mr. Moore, are you on?
Randy, I'm on, and I'm honored to introduce this next guest. You know, she started her career with us in 1998, and she's just saw the good value of the program just as I did. You know, she's got three daughters, so she started part-time. She's working full-time as a physical therapist. She was an officer in the Air Force and had to squeeze in soccer practice four nights a week for three girls. My Lord, I don't know how she done it. Made lunch, get back games on the weekend, everything. Just a full, well, schedule. And it was kind of a wake-up call for her, Randy. So she fell in love with the employee benefits side of everything. And in 2001, she was called back to active duty by the Air Force. She's a lieutenant colonel in the Air Force. My goodness, she outranked me terrible. And by her sixth year, she'd get her six-figure ring, $100,000 in 12 months. She's earned over $1 million in Legal Shield, 4,500 personal memberships, 30,000 team memberships. And all of her commissions is on an as-earned basis, Randy. No advance commissions. Exact. Her main focus tonight is going to be from A to Z, the group mark from A to Z. Randy, I'm looking forward to this because I'm telling you, this lady is a fireball. She's a fireball of knowledge. I love her military training because military people that's really had to train and advance in the ranks like she has. First, I want to give her a big salute from me and for all the military people and thank her for her service. For you that's never been in the service, I know you appreciate the ones that has, and we always want our prayers with our men and women in the forces. So, Jan, welcome to the call. Thank you for taking your valuable time to be on our call tonight. We love you, and we appreciate you.
Well, thank you so much. Coming from you, that's huge because, you know, you're one of my heroes.
Well, thank you, Jan.
I have been since the very beginning. Always, you know, you've always been one of my favorite presenters when you've been on the stage because you give such great knowledge, but you make us laugh, too, and it's great because, you know, there's not enough of that out there. People are just taking themselves entirely too seriously. But that's where I was in 1998. You know, I was so time broke, I fell asleep at the wheel not once but twice. And the second time I did not wake up until the airbag was in my face. So, you know, that is a wake-up call. It's a wake-up call that, you know, you could leave your children without a mom. You could, you know, harm someone else. So I when I saw Legal Shield, I really just saw a value in the membership initially because I had loaned somebody money. I actually called a lawyer to write a letter, and he wanted $200, so I didn't do it. I had had my car hit in a parking lot, called the police. They said, sorry, it's private property. You'll have to call a lawyer. Well, I didn't do that either because it was below my deductible. And even though I was in the Air Force Reserves, and I was supposed to get a free will at the local Air Force base, you had to call on Fridays at 3 o'clock to make an appointment for the next week, and every time I finally got through, I never could get an appointment. So I knew I needed to get my wills redone, you know, for my daughter's sake. So I started in June of 98, and in September I went to group school, never intending on, you know, really being a group trainer or an employee benefits specialist. I did it because I saw that I could write more than one membership at a time. And I knew people that worked places, and, you know, I had a job where I had vacation time. So, I mean, I didn't do this full-time at first. If I got a group, I took, you know, personal leave or sick leave or, you know, sick and tired leave, however you want to call it, and I would go do the group, and then I would go back to work because I was raising three kids. I needed the, you know, I needed the steady income those first few years when I was doing Legal Shield. I actually went to a convention that October after I went to group school in September, and that really, you know, like they say, it takes Legal Shield from your head to your heart. Well, that's what it did. And I started my first group with the local Chamber of Commerce, not their members, because they have so many attorneys who are members, they thought that was a conflict. I wanted them to endorse us. Well, the next best step was, since they wouldn't do that, I said, well, how many employees do you have? And they said, 12. I said, well, how about if I come in and bring bagels and come to one, you know, when do you have your meetings? Well, we have meetings on Monday mornings. How about if I come to one of your Monday morning meetings and just show your employees and they can make a choice whether they want to opt in for the legal service or not, get their wills done, you know, get letters, phone calls, all the things that our membership covers. Well, I took a half a day of vacation, and I saw 12 people, and 8 of them bought the legal plan. And you can't believe how nervous I was in the car. I mean, I was trying to do my presentation because there was really nobody local here to help me because there really wasn't anybody in this area doing groups. So that was my first group. My second group was my dentist office. And what I'm going to recommend everyone do is the places where you spend money, I did not ask for permission. I asked the dentist, I said, I've been coming here for 10 years, bring all my kids here. I've got something that will help your employees stay focused on their jobs and it won't cost you anything. Which day next week can I come in and talk to them? And he said, how about Tuesday? You know, so basically that's how I got started. And, you know, I really, really fell in love with the ability to go into a company and write multiple memberships at once because I found out in September, you know, it took me 22 months to hit executive director the first time. And I have been an executive director ever since, every single month. But, again, it's hard to write 50 memberships by yourself. I know there's Jimmy Parrish is on the call. He writes lots and lots of memberships. But he also works really, really hard. I work hard when I work, but I take a lot of time off because at this point in my life, I missed my kids growing up. They've each got a child, and there's another one on the way. Tomorrow I'm picking my granddaughter up from school. You know, Wednesday I'm going to, you know, watch my 18-month-old grandson for, you know, a few hours because I can't. So when I work hard. And you got to also learn how to work smart. So I told Mr. Moore that I would talk about the A to Z. And the A is start. How do you start? Who are you going to call? And how are you going to call? Are you going to be cold calling? That's hard, and I'll tell you ahead of time. It's hard, but lots of people do it. Lots of people cold call in person. Lots of people cold call on the phone. I wasn't given the cold calling gift. I prefer to go to Chamber of Commerce meetings, join networking organizations. There's a lot of free ones out there now. I have opened a group or sponsored someone almost every Tampa Bay snow skier club trip I've ever been on. One of the trips I recruited the Aflac agent who was on the trip, and we came home and immediately got in three of her groups. So it's keeping your radar up no matter what you're doing, no matter where you are. You decide, am I going to cold call, am I going to warm call, or am I going to network? Network is kind of semi-warm because you meet people networking, so then when you call them, it's not a cold call. So you have to decide where your gifts are. What are you good at? Are you good at, does a phone, it doesn't faze you and you're not afraid to pick it up? Then pick up the phone and make those phone calls. If you are like me, where you'd much rather do it in person, then either walk in to a business, and it's very simple. We've got programs that will help your employees stay focused on their jobs and off their personal legal or identity theft issues. There's no cost to you, can't be used against you, and it's going to help reduce absenteeism and improve productivity, which can help improve your bottom line. And if you're talking to a human resource person, they speak a different language than a business owner. The business owner's language is money. And you've got to talk in the improved bottom line, how much money this is going to save him. in reduced absenteeism, improved productivity. The HR director is thinking, I don't want any more work. So when you're speaking with someone who's in the benefits arena, the HR person, you've got to say, this is the easiest benefit you've ever administered. There's no co-pays, no claim forms, no deductibles, no contracts. You know, your employees are not going to have to come to you with their personal issues anymore. If someone leaves, you simply mark them off your list bill. So they speak a different language than the business owners. So step one is how are you going to contact people? Are you going to how are you going to prospect? If you are cold calling, there are systems in place. There's almost every major market has a business journal that has lists. Yearly, they print a book of lists of all the top companies in all the different arenas. There's Reference USA, which is free through the library, or if you're really going to go at it, you know, there's subscription-based systems that you can also use that usually cost some money. So decide how you're going to call, who you're going to call. And I recommend every brand new associate, when you sponsor them, whether they're in insurance, whether they're CPA, whether they were like me in the medical field, whether they were military, you don't just get them to make two lists, a list of potential associates and a list of potential members. You want to have them make a third list right from the get-go. Where do you work? Where does your brother work? Where does your sister work? Where does your next-door neighbor work? Where do you spend your money? And make a list of potential groups, because what quicker way to fast start qualify someone than to find out where they work, go in with them, help them do a presentation, they write the memberships, all of a sudden they write five memberships and they're fast start qualified and they're promoted. And now with the senior associate program, it only takes 12 organizational memberships. So again, they can work on bringing on board associates, but at the same time get those 12 memberships done by doing groups. So decide who you're going to call, and then the second step is you may not get an appointment. In fact, you probably are not going to get an appointment the first time you ask. So you're going to have to develop a system for follow-up. I'm still rather old-fashioned. I like a pencil, a paper, I have a calendar, and I have a notebook with tabs where I have a group tab, a small business tab, and a recruiting tab. And, you know, I keep my contacts in there. I take scotch tape and tape my business cards in there. A lot of you are way more computer literate than I am. You could probably be a whole lot more efficient with business card readers. And, I mean, last I heard, Rob Vest was still using, you know, 3x5 index cards because they're easy for him to take with him. And if he gets to an appointment early, he'll have time in the car to make a few phone calls. And then he can just, you know, put them by week and then move them to the week that's going to be appropriate for you to follow up. So decide who you're going to call. That's the first step. Second step is how are you going to follow up to get that appointment? And honestly, I ask for 15 minutes. I remember when I was new, it was very average for an appointment to take 45 minutes. Business owners don't have 45 minutes now. They don't even have a half an hour now because they're making do with less personnel. They've got more work on their shoulders. They're more concerned about their bottom line, and you ask them for 15 minutes. And then the next step is you get those 15 minutes. When you get there, look at your watch and say, I know I asked you for 15 minutes. I'm going to show you 5 minutes on what's in it for you, 5 minutes on what's in it for your staff, and then if you like what you hear, the last 5 minutes are how we'll roll it out. Fair enough? And I'm assuming I'm going to get it, so I'm saying the last 5 minutes are going to be on, you know, the best way to roll this out. So the next step, obviously, is doing the enrollment, and you've got to get the employer or the HR director to understand the only way that they are going to have reduced absenteeism, improved productivity, is to get everyone exposed to the information. Say, the people who need it most are going to prejudge, no, I've got credit monitoring through my bank. Well, in your 5 minutes on when you've talked,
Ms. Tinder, did we lose you?
Not sure if you can hear me, but I'm getting prompts.
I can hear you now. We lost you for a second, but you're back.
Well, the phone system was prompting me on how to mute and unmute.
I don't know what happened.
I didn't know how to turn it off.
Okay.
But so again, your step one is how are you going to call? Step two is follow up. Are you going to follow up? Do you have a good computer program? And when Legal Shield comes out with the contact manager, I think it's going to be more towards recruiting, but eventually, you know, we will hope that there'll be a good contact manager for group marketing. Step three, you go to the decision maker appointment. You ask for 15 minutes. 5 minutes, what's in it for the business owner? Reduced absenteeism, improve productivity, improve bottom line, help the employees stay focused on their jobs. I usually take along a couple of employee benefit news articles and then there's an article that talks about lost work time due to identity theft, 607 hours according to Business and Legal Report. So I'll show that article to the business owner and say, if your CFO got hit with identity theft, would it cost your company money to have that CFO miss 607 hours of work? They're always going to say yes. Or I may even ask them, who's your key employee? Who's one of your best employees? What would it cost you if that employee had to miss work because they were victimized by identity theft, or maybe they had criminalized, someone committed a crime in their name, and they're in jail when they should be at work, or maybe the IRS is after them, you know, and they're having to stay home to, you know, handle these kinds and take time off work to handle these kinds of issues. So the first 5 minutes, what's in it for the owner? The next 5 minutes is what's in it for the staff, and that's where I go into the difference because, again, we do have the best identity theft plan on the market because it does restoration by a licensed fraud expert. So what we have to do is let him know that credit monitoring is not enough because the first thing that goes through people's minds is, oh, I've got credit monitoring because lots of people have credit monitoring now. So you've got to get that objection out of the way right up front. Credit monitoring is not enough. Identity theft is about 5 areas of identity theft. What if someone commits a crime in one of your employees' names or uses their Social Security number, gets a job, and then the IRS starts garnishing their wages? Or you've got an employee who maybe hasn't had their medical information breached. You know, I referenced the Reader's Digest article where the woman almost died because someone stole her identity, got her blood type changed, and when she had a trauma, she almost got the wrong blood type. So I want to point out that it's not just about the financial side of identity theft. The role that Kroll plays, and then how legal issues that come up now, since employees are living paycheck to paycheck already, they are not going to be able to afford to have their car insurance rates raised because they have points. They're not going to be able to afford to hire a lawyer if they have issues going on in their personal life. Or maybe that contractor didn't fix their roof right for the third time and they've got to take work off work again. So what's in it for the staff? And then you ask them, do you see a value for your staff? Would you like to see absenteeism decrease and have your bottom line improve and at the same time come across as a hero to your employees? Because you've got people right now that have things going on that you don't know about, and they're just praying for you to bring something like this in. So, you know, you get the owner's buy-in, and then, well, would I set up the meetings with you, or would you like to, you know, direct me to – because usually the owner's not going to take their time with the meetings. So you want to get the owner to say, well, yeah, let me send you to – then you go to that person, usually the office manager or the HR director, and you get to say, you know, Mr. Doyle asked me to go ahead and set up, you know, the best way to reach your employees and make sure everyone attends a very brief 15-20-minute presentation. And if it's a 30-employee group, I have absolutely no problem being there for 3 hours and doing a, you know, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock. Now, I tell the HR person or the owner, it only takes me 20 minutes. But sometimes employees want to stay after and ask questions. So that's why I schedule them an hour apart. Because then the people, you know, who have no interest can go back to work. And I tell the business owner and the HR person, I don't try to talk anybody into anything. I want them to see the value, enroll because they want to enroll, because then they probably will keep it for the rest of their life. you know, the persistency. I used to hear a rumor that persistency in group was less, and it's not. I mean, I think the persistency, if you go in the right kind of companies and stay away from the fast food restaurants and the ones that have high turnover, you are going to have awesome persistency because people do, they stay with their jobs now if they've got a good job. So step four is the employee enrollment. And then step five is making sure before you leave, two things, that you get the business owner or the HR person to give you referrals. Who else do you know in your network who I can help? So you want to get referrals, and then you want to ask them, how often do you have new hires? Because I'm required to come in once a year, but if you have new hires more often, I would be happy to come in quarterly or semi-annually. So let them know up front that you are going to be calling back because we are required to service our accounts. And then basically make sure you have someone, if it's your first group, and like I did mine by myself, but I called my mentor, Jack Bufkin, in Tennessee, and I said, Jack, I need to go through this paperwork with you. And we didn't have scanning and all that stuff, but I went through line by line to make sure that I had everything just right. And you have got some awesome group people on your team, and I know that every single one of them would absolutely love to help. You know, we really are one band, one sound, and I love the fact that everybody in Legal Shield, you know, wants to help everybody else, regardless of whose team we're on, because we're all on the same team. You know, we're on Mr. Stonecipher's original team, now we're Mid-Ocean, and, you know, if you subscribe that we're going to really grow this company, group marketing is one of the, you know, one of the best ways to put multiple memberships on the books all at one time. And really, it's you just have to have self-confidence when you go in to talk to that business owner. You got to visualize yourself getting that group. When you go in to talk to the business owner, you always think that you're speaking slowly, but you're really not. Make sure you make yourself slow down, enunciate your words, and record yourself to try hard not to use the word or too often, because that can be distracting, and then they're not focusing on what you're saying. They're focusing on the pauses with the ums or the us. So you can catch yourself and break yourself of those habits if you will record yourself and listen to yourself. You know, most of our cell phones now record, so you can be driving in your car, press a button, and just talk, and then go home and listen to yourself. And I really do also recommend when you're doing groups, ask them who is your broker or your insurance professional. Who does your health, your life, your vision, your dental? And it's worth a shot to call those brokers and ask them if they're already working with someone from Legal Shield. And if they're not, then, you know, a lot of individual agents. I mean, I have a group, the Children's Home here in Tampa, and they're on their, like, third or fourth set of HR people since, and I've had that group, it was one of my first groups in 1999. And the new HR person, I asked who their broker was. I called the broker. I met with them last week. They're coming on board. I am perfectly willing to share my existing group and give them some of those applications, probably not quite 50-50, but I have no problem because I've never been able to get required meetings. It's been lunch and learns, and I always get memberships, but they have about 200, you know, 25 employees. And I've never really been able to be part of open enrollment. So I'm willing to give a little bit up to be included in the bigger picture. And, you know, Melissa Wilder was here because I don't know how many of you know that Legal Shield is sponsored in IndyCar. We actually have an IndyCar with Legal Shield on it. And Melissa Wilder was here, and we were at the Indy races over in St. Petersburg, Florida. And, you know, she was saying it's amazing how many people don't want to give up the pond, you know, by not sharing. They want to own the pond when they could have part of the ocean. So don't be afraid to have people help you and share a little bit with those people because that's the way you learn. And I would have loved to have had that when I was new. I didn't because there was nobody here really doing it. And along the way, you want to recruit because group marketing, if you're only doing group and group only, you will have a wonderful personal income, and you will have renewals for a long, 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 long time. But if you ever retire, eventually all those people are going to die someday. And you won't have the long-term, long, long legacy to leave your children, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren, your great-great-grandchildren. So what you want is along the way while you're doing group, you want to work on the recruiting aspect and bring people on board. And if those people are group people, that's great, because then if and when you do decide to slow down, you have other people writing business, and you're still earning overrides and earning renewals on those overrides. And, of course, I don't really think I'll ever totally retire, because I like what I do. I may get to the point where I simply service my groups, you know, and help other people do groups. And to some degree, you know, like I said, I do take a fair amount of time off now because I never got that. You know, our whys are all different. My why was to have time with my family because I missed them when they were growing up. If I was, you know, 25 or 30 when I saw this, believe me, I would be, you know, I don't know if maniac's the right word, but I would be out there just like working 50, 60 hours a week and building it for the next 5 to 10 years. But I want my time back now. So I make a six-figure income. I would like to make more. I'm not a top producer, but I'm very consistent. And I just ask that you, you know, decide how much time you're going to give to group. Give it that amount of time that you said you were going to give it. And, again, the fortune, I know this is a cliche, but the fortune really is in the follow-up. And that's probably where most of us fall down is keeping track. So find yourself a good tracking system so you can keep track of when you're supposed to call the groups back so you don't miss, you know, meetings or enrollment periods because, you know, life got in the way. So I know I've taken about 25 minutes, that we said, 20, 25 minutes. So if you want to open up for calls, but I know you have other things to attend to on your team call, so I will wrap up my portion. And you know, any of the Mr. Moores, if you have any questions, I'm certainly open for that.
Again, this is Randy. I don't really have a question, but we have several top executive directors on the team. If you've got just a second, I may go to one of them or a couple of them.
Okay.
All right, let's go to Jimmy Parrish in Alabama. Mr. Parrish, are you on the call? Maybe.
Can you hear me, Randy?
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
Great. Jan, great job as always. You always do a wonderful job. And you may mention this right at the end of the call, but I know Randy had mentioned in the introduction about, or Ken did, I should say, about not only the 4,000-plus memberships you've sold, but tens of thousands of organizational sales. And can you just elaborate for the folks on the call tonight that are group-focused, what are some, maybe one or two very brief tips, because I don't want to monopolize, but just maybe one or two very good tips to help those of us in the group arena to do a more effective job in the recruiting part of our business?
Well, I think the biggest, most important thing is recruiting, is a lot of people turn their recruiting radar on and off. You think, okay, I'm going to go out and recruit now. Well, my radar is on all the time. No matter where I am, I remember waiting in line to pick up a pizza for my daughters back when, you know, I was still working in my first few years, and a guy behind me yawned. Well, I turned around and said, well, you sound tired. Are you going to work or going home from work? And he said, both. I'm between jobs. I work days here and nights, you know, somewhere else. I said, well, if I could show you a way to get rid of one of those jobs, you know, working on a, you know, few, on your own time, would that interest you? He said, yes. I gave him a cassette, because back then it was cassette tapes. And nowadays, now you can give him a DVD, set a time to follow up. He came on board, loved the tax write-offs, you know, because a lot of people that have W-2 jobs, you know, they remind them. The average bankruptcy is avoided with $300 extra a month. Would you like to start a college fund for your kids? Would you like to, you know, maybe they're making enough money. Would you like to just have a fun fund, you know, for vacations and things? And then the tax write-offs. So my radar is always on. I'm always got my ears open listening to what's going on around me. And no matter where I am, I am listening. I have a group. I only got like two new memberships in the group, but I recruited three of the insurance agents. So, you know, it was a matter of going around and asking, are you already working with someone from Legal Shield? Well, you're leaving money on the table. And even CPAs, you know, they've got a built-in client base. Just ask them, would you like to have something else to offer your clients that can help them? Instead of sending your clients to attorneys to get their wills done, why don't you connect them with a legal plan? It's much more affordable. They can get their wills done, and the ones that have teenage drivers can have traffic court representation. And so you've just anybody who has contacts, and that's everybody. Everybody knows people. You know, and some people will do a little bit, and they'll do one or two memberships here and there, and they're happy with that. And then other people, you know, I never intended on being full-time. It was, you know, my second year, I got the big picture at the conventions. I think I had been to, like, three conventions by the end of my second year, and the end of year two, I made enough to quit my job. But I was still working full-time my first two solid years. Then I was Legal Shield full-time for about a year. Then September 11th happened, and I went on active duty for a year and a half. And I went back to part-time. So you just, the recruiting is your long-term leverage. Your group is your now income. And plus, I personally think group is fun. I like doing the enrollments. It's getting there that can be a little tedious, you know, getting in front of those people. But I just think it's you're bringing such value to people's lives, and you know if you truly believe that people will buy your belief. So it's just a matter of keeping your recruiting radar on all the time.
Thanks so much. Appreciate it, Jan.
You're welcome, Jimmy.
Thank you, Ms. Parrish. We may have time for one more quick one. Let's go out to the state of New Mexico and Ms. Joan Buckner, Executive Director. Joan, are you on?
I am. Thank you. And I don't know that I so much have a question, but I'll tell you, you know, I have the privilege of working with Jan every single week in our mastermind group that we have with several other ladies. And she's just so knowledgeable, and not only with her teachings, you know, and what we heard tonight, but just in her actions. I mean, she's out there every single month doing 30, 40, 50 plus memberships, helping her downline, and she's just really been an inspiration to the team, our group, our mastermind group, as well as, you know, her team and her downline there. So I just wanted to say that I just really appreciate Jan so much for all that she does and all that she shares with us. So thank you for tonight.
You're welcome, Joan. And I just have to say I'm just so thankful to have Joan Buckner as I consider her one of my closest friends, even though we're so far apart geographically. She's just you have a wonderful team, Mr. Moore. You're a very lucky, well, you know, it's not luck. It's, you know, but you're a lucky man.
Jan, this is Ken. We appreciate you so very, very much. I want to thank you from the very bottom of our heart. If there's anything we could ever do for you, you pick up the phone, we'll sure give her a good try, okay? God bless you.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you, everyone, and good luck.
Thank you. God bless.
God bless you all, too.
Randy?
Go ahead, Mr. Moore. I think we're about out of time.
Well, Randy, you know, before we end it, you know, we're going to have a retreat July 24th to the 27th at the Gaylord down there. And what we got this week, we decided that you and I and Jeremy got together. Anybody that recruits three new associates this month, we're going to have a drawing. And whoever name we pull out, we're going to pay for the Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday night at the Gaylord Texan Resort. It's a $600 value. If you've already paid for it, well, we're not going to give you money back, but we are going to let you take and use it for your downline. So you can, if you've only paid for a couple of nights, you can take the whole three nights, give your downline two nights, run a contest, what you want to. We want to give somebody at the end of the month three free nights at the Gaylord. So I think that you'll find that's a very good offer to go with what the company's offering right now. And, of course, we've got another call coming up at 9 o'clock, and we'll encourage everybody that hasn't registered for the deal in July to do so immediately, and Randy will be talking more later about that. Okay, God first, family second, Legal Shield third, 9 a.m. Be sure and be on the call. Frank Coyne's going to be over there, and Frank's always a great guy. Randy, did we ever get the other lady back on? Did she ever get on that was going to tell her story?
Didn't get her on tonight, so we'll have to try it next time.
We'll try it next week. Okay. God bless and good night. Well, I shouldn't say good night. I'll talk to you at 9. Bye-bye.
Good night, everyone.